This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, it is, I can't believe it. Where we're at, it never snows in Southern California. Southern California. Remember the song, It Never Rains in Southern California? There should be one now that says, It Never Snows in Southern California. But it is snowing in and around our area as well. And it's cold, it's windy. Seriously. I mean, not that you care, because some of you, like, are under, what, 5 feet of snow right now? I get it. I wouldn't care about me either if that was the case. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We are live. It's not a pre-recorded show like some were. I get to spend time with my family, too, you know what I'm saying? Hope you all had a great Christmas, but again, in the spirit of Christmas, you know, it shouldn't only last a 12-hour period. Some of you, you know, you spent weeks and months going into debt for a couple of minutes of ripping apart gifts on Christmas morning. But I thought what I'd do, too, is because we didn't have the opportunity. One of the shows didn't come through properly. And I, you know what, I have our guests and some of our sponsors, you know, they love to give stories about, you know, their Christmas, what they did for Christmas, how they handled it. And I thought maybe you'd get a kick out of it, all right? So we'll take a segment here and there, and we'll hear from Xander Gibb, Julio Rivera, and just a whole bunch of people. But today, although I don't quite get this, right? If you are a you're one of those people that loves holidays, if you would, right? This is one of the one of the weird holidays, and I know I'm going to insult somebody, but I'm really good at that, and I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? But it's just hilarious because who's heard of this day? I mean, and you some of you already know the day. But I have to have fun with this. If I can't have fun with this, I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Today, in many places, is Boxing Day. What the heck is Boxing Day? Right? So I'm thinking about this. I thought this was the only day of the year. You know, like the Hunger Games? I thought this was the only day of the year where I get to really throw on a set of gloves. Start to have some fun, okay? Well, apparently, what Boxing Day is, it's a secular holiday. It's celebrated on the 26th of December, day after Christmas. And it's actually what it is. It has absolutely nothing to do with boxing. But it has to do, it goes back to the Victorian era, where the servants, you know, they're doing all the work on Christmas Day, basically. And the servants, they actually get to keep the unwanted gifts, the leftovers. They're reboxed, they're re-given out to the servants. Now, some say that it coincides with St. Stephen's Day, which is a Christmas holiday. I mean, a Christian holiday. And the theme is still charity and that kind of stuff. But some places, you know, observe it the Monday after Christmas. So, but if you think, again, I thought we actually got to choose somebody to go in the ring with. You know what I'm saying? But, come on, that's an odd holiday. I mean, it's truly a peasant holiday, right? And it was celebrated originally, you know, if you go back to the Victorian times, it's celebrated originally by the British colonies, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain. Hey, now that they're on Brexit, I mean, they can do whatever they want to do, right? But some of the things you can do on Boxing Day. Some people like to go, you know, I know myself, I think about this, you know. Some people like to go fox hunting. or horse racing on Boxing Day. You know, St. Stephen is the patron saint of horses. Now, fox hunting was banned in 2004. I don't know why. What was that? Did they just torture them? Did they not eat them or something afterward? Right? Now, it's still a bank holiday in the United Kingdom, which is kind of interesting. They probably don't have the same I don't know. Somebody knows, let me know. They probably don't have the same banking laws that we have. You know, our banking laws are such where you cannot, banks cannot be closed 2 days in a row during the work week. Really. All right. Enough for Boxing Day. Look it up yourself. I mean, it's kind of interesting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You know, the Wall Street Journal came out with an article, kind of cool, right? And he said, you know, with George Bailey, and come on, everybody, you're telling me you didn't see this movie? Are you serious? Yeah, Siri, shut up. She does that all the time. And we're not going to shut her off. You know, It's a Wonderful Life, right? Movie by Frank Capra. And it's been around now for, what, 117 years or something like that? But George Bailey actually saw the miracle of capitalism, and he explains it in the movie. Right? And when you think about what went down in that movie, we were just talking about this yesterday, about rich people, nasty rich people. Isn't it funny how rich people... Rich people get so much of a bad rap. Again, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, I think we'll do, probably have Xander Gibb talk to us a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Merry Christmas. It's not over yet. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Joe Matera, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, you know, I was wrong, but I wasn't. Here we go. You know, you enjoy this guy as much as I do, but we usually hear him ranting about almost nothing. But tonight, we're going to try and talk a little bit about Christmas. What do you think? It's always a pleasure to have you with me, but I always even more enjoy having this guy on with me. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. But, Corey, Merry Christmas. We're on Christmas Day today. I actually bothered you in the middle of probably shoving food in your mouth. What's up?
Oh, man, I was going to go somewhere else with that.
Ooh,
but anyway,
be nice.
Merry Christmas
yes,
to you also.
There you go. The love of Christ today. You can't get nasty with me, buddy. Oh, so, you know, we were talking during the break. I said, at my house, it takes me about an hour to get through Christmas. You know, I mean, with the screaming. My ears are still ringing because I have girls. And girls shriek. They don't yell. They shriek when they get exactly what they want, the little ones.
So I'm still getting through the air ringing thing. So what's Christmas like at the Duncan compound?
Well, that's interesting. First everyone sleeps, and then you get up, and the proper people make the breakfast for the king of the house, and the rest is history. They take open up a bunch of gifts. I act like I like the gifts that was given to me, and I half smile. And then the rest is, you know, they open up gifts, know that dad is cheap, and I probably went to the dollar store and got them. No, honestly, it's been overwhelming. And I always like to say that we don't really celebrate Christmas. We have dinner together, but we don't celebrate Christmas because we feel as though that always in this family that Christmas is any day that you can live to see another day. And I always try to teach my children the same thing. Is that the you have to understand that there's a lot of people that's leaving this earth. You know, I don't want to bring a somber moment to the day, but I mean, just like with the passing of Dick Enberg. I mean, Dick Enberg, I just got finished watching him this past summer, the Padres game, and you know, the man's gone just like that. So right. That just goes to show you, just like with anything else, not even dealing with radio personalities or sports or whatever or anything like that. It's just that the next 10 minutes is not promised to you. You can drop dead. So, but Christmas, you know, I'm so glad that this is almost over because there's a lot of people out here and they just, and what has killed Christmas is not the kids, because anyone that has a child and sees a child face light up and they're smiling and whatever, that's what Christmas is all about. That is about for the children or whatever. But these grown-ups have just turned Christmas upside down. They're killing each other and running into each other. And the thing over there, as my mama will always say, first thing the day after Christmas, all of that stuff going on sale. So why not just wait until the day after Christmas and go online now and you can order whatever you want
to
order.
Corey, years ago, my kids will tell you, I used to go shopping on Christmas Eve. Because I knew I could get some of the best deals ever. The people didn't want to take the stuff home, or they wanted to, you know, end the year on a positive note. And then what I would do, your mom would be appreciative of this. I'd get them all these gifts, and then I would hide some of them. So during the year, I would let them out, you know, during the year kind of thing. The other thing my oldest son reminded me of last night was, remember the Matchbox cars, right?
Oh yeah.
I would buy the Matchbox cars for them, but I'd buy them all. You know, I had four kids. I'd buy them all Matchbox cars and stuff. But I'd wrap each one of them individually, so it looked like there was like 100 gifts under the tree, when there was really only like, you know, truly only about 6 or 7 full gifts. So, but that's the part of it that, you know, we have a tradition where we read the story of the birth of Christ. So it's kind of like, let's start the day off the way it was supposed to be started off. And I ask my granddaughters, I always say stuff like, so why, if it's Jesus' birthday, why am I giving you gifts? And you see the look in their face like, I don't know.
Well, you know, not jumping the subject, but the same with the season, that, you know, all of us that's around our age understand that back in the day, Christmas was different. You know, dad or stepdad or whatever you have, you will help you put your train set together or your bike or whatever. These kids, I mean, even before Christmas, I know a couple years ago the kids was changing. When I came to my two older sons are Cornelis, my daughter Cornelis and two older sons Tristan and Chandler, I said, hey, look, here's the Hess truck. Back in the day, your dad had this. I even stepped out of character, got on the floor. Wait a minute. I stepped out of character and got on the floor. It was like, room, room. Look, I said, look, the lights light up. I said, now they got one. They had one that's a steam shovel. And it just, I said, man, that's great. And my daughter looked at me. They just had this look like, really, really, dad. And I asked my son, I said, well, why are you on the phone? He said, I'm calling the police right now for having you picked up. Because you must be crazy if you think we're going to take that. And my daughter Cornelis was like, really, Dad? Our hatch truck? She was like, really? I'm like, man, it broke my heart. I was like, man, you know, I can't say what I wanted to say.
That's funny. Well, you know what? It's that the gifts have gotten, I mean, can you imagine? Here we got two old guys, right? We're complaining now. Can you imagine going to your dad or me in the 70s and going, hey, I want this $500 iPhone, and you're my father. You should buy it for me. You know, when I woke up, you know, in the hospital 2 days later, I would have realized I'm not getting a phone. But, I mean, I mean, these phones are $300, $400, $500 with the new with the iPhone X is $999 on sale. It's like, my God.
Well, I'm sporting one right now. So I want to say thank you to my daughter, Cornessa. She got me an iPhone for Christmas. And that, you know, don't expect nothing in your lounge.
Yeah.
No,
she's
time
looking,
soon or whatever.
Dude,
but anyway.
She's looking to get in the will. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
It sounds like she's the smartest one in the group.
Hey, she's a true politician. She's a real politician. She's not, but guess what? It won't work with me because, see, here's the stickler with me. Hey, look, this is for all of the food that you eat and the clothes that I put
I
on
like
your back
that.
All
there
those years.
Yep.
Exactly. So that's a payback. So
I always used to love that when they would say, this is mine, that's mine, this is mine. They go, not really. See, this is my house, and that room you rent that you don't pay any rent on, yeah, you owe that to me. So I don't know what to tell you, but anyhow.
Don't worry. I tell all of your listeners, this is what you do. When they get to where they work, and I think the legal age is 15, when they do it, start keeping receipts. Start keeping receipts for everything that they because I know their moms are probably listening. Here we go. We keep receipts now. No. Let me show you what you were eating 2 or 3 or 4 years ago and how much it cost.
You should come up to the table and give them a receipt. You know, not a receipt, but give them, the old fashioned, what do you call it there, the bill. And then they say, well, I don't have money for that. I go, okay, I'm just going to put it in a box with your name on it for later on. Corey Duncan, always a pleasure to have him with us. Merry Christmas to him and his family. When we get back, Xander Gibb, a little Christmas wish from him as well. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Exercise is linked to a reduced risk of 7 types of cancer, and the more physical activity, the better, according to a study published by the Journal of Clinical Oncology. In general, healthy adults are encouraged to engage in 2.5 to 5 hours a week of moderate intensity activity, such as brisk walking or gardening. Alternatively, up to 2.5 hours of vigorous activity like jogging, running, swimming laps, jumping rope, or hiking are recommended. These guidelines have been largely based on their impact on chronic diseases like cardiovascular and diabetes. According to Alpa Patel, the senior scientific director of research at the American Cancer Society. The study from the researchers of the American Cancer Society, National Cancer Institute, and Harvard School of Public Health pulled data from 9 studies involving more than 755,000 adults. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Like we are back.
Once said,
come on, I'm enjoying the music. What do you want? Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, the guy that you always love, that I love, that I enjoy having him on, Xander Gibb. Want to talk a little bit about Christmas. And it's not over yet, people. I love doing this at Christmas time and even at Thanksgiving where, you know, our guests and even some of our sponsors that come on, good friends of the show, that when it comes to a holiday like Christmas, I find that there's a lot of families that have very interesting traditions or foods that they really wouldn't consider it a Christmas celebration or, you know, Thanksgiving celebration or what have you without those foods. So Xander Gibb, I would imagine, he's in the UK right now. And I should say I can imagine, but I can't. I can't imagine the difference between Christmas in the UK and Christmas in the US. Xander, Merry Christmas, and what are you doing?
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Christmas here is indeed totally different. The first year I was back here that I wanted to do candied yams and you know, kind of like typically American dishes, people like were like, what? What are you talking about? What is a candied yam? And so there was kind of differences like that, but each year here they have Yorkshire puddings with Christmas lunch, which is kind of like pancake batter, and then you put it in the oven and you bake it into like a cup shape, and you fill that with gravy, and you have it with turkey, et cetera, et cetera. So not only are the things that we eat here kind of different, but I don't know, it's a very different setup with regards to how it happens too. People don't have real Christmas trees. Most people have like an artificial Christmas tree. When you drive around your neighborhood in New York or in California, you see all of the houses lit up. They don't do that here either.
Really?
Some people would say, thankfully, but no, they don't do that. Yeah, I mean, like, you make your own house Christmassy, but it's a rarity to kind of see it outside. And every ad you see on the TV is for some kind of Christmas candy, you know, buy your beef from us for Christmas, buy your, you know, everything is, you know, like from kind of like October onwards, they want to sell you all of their Christmas fare. And they have something here called mince pies. Have you heard of those?
I've heard of mince pies, yeah.
Never
had one.
Americans always ask me if they use, like, ground beef, you know, because in England they call mince beef. They call ground beef minced beef. But there's no meat in it. It's just kind of like pastry with minced up, like ground fruit. And spices in the middle. And they're very delicious, and they sell them in boxes of six. And if anybody wants to buy me a case of them, that would be wonderful.
Xander's trying to be good. Be good to Xander. Don't send him a case of that stuff. He's trying to be a good guy.
Yeah, I'm having a day off on Christmas Day, though.
Oh, okay.
Eating anything I want to eat on that day, but then I will be back to my keto the day after, because I've done really well. I don't think you can punish yourself on Christmas. You have to, you know, within moderation, you know, have something nice to eat and drink, but, you know, get back to the diet.
I should stop at three cannolis, not take the whole half a dozen, right?
Tammy says you can only have two this year.
So let me, you know, everybody's kind of got, you know, I think back in my days when you know, being Italian and growing up in an Italian household, foods were different, celebrations were different, there were certain foods you were looking for. Tim and I joke, you know, without lasagna on the table, it really isn't a celebration. Is there something you remember as a child or that you've carried on today where you've got to have a certain food, or is there a certain tradition that you have to have on Christmas?
Yeah. Absolutely. As you know, I'm from mixed parentage, as in I have a British mother and an American father. And so every year the British contingent of my family would insist on having stuffing made in a certain way, and that's you buy packet stuffing, you know, like stovetop. You put in a couple of pounds of sausage meat, and you put in fresh onions, mix it all together. And it is the most delicious thing, and you can even eat it cold. So I have to have that every year, and I always make sure I make too much, because it's the kind of thing you can eat for, you know, a couple of days after. So definitely a good stuffing is essential.
Yeah, and again, coming from my background, we didn't have stuffing. Stuffing was something the Americans had, you know. We always had, and it was funny because my parents, my aunt always made a turkey. But it really wasn't for the majority of the family, right? I mean, because we had so many traditional Italian dishes. It was just interesting. Christmas Eve there, is it like it is here? I mean, is it the same big celebration? Are there midnight masses or that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's mostly Catholics, but a lot of the kind of Church of England churches have caught on to that, and they do that too at like 11:30, and there are always people like drunk on the way home from the bars that want to, you know, just have a little bit of religiosity around the holidays. Well, I'm going to actually try and go to my local church for that this year, because I think that we're losing far too many of our traditions, and with the kind of with the fact that we are so kind of multi everything, you know, you can't put up a Christmas tree because you don't want to offend anybody. You know, people, put up your Christmas tree, go to midnight mass, do the things that you want to do to keep up your tradition, whoever it offends.
I would, you know, amen to that. And when you're in a store, for you Christians, you don't offend by telling somebody Merry Christmas. You know, I mean, seriously, I can't tell you how many people smile at the cash register. They'll say Happy Holidays. Well, you know what? Merry Christmas to you. And they'll look and they'll smile at you and they go, you know, Merry Christmas to you too. They need that opening. And if you have Jewish friends, you know, I tell people all the time, it's being respectful. I wish them a Happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas.
Right.
Right? Because there's... The underlying tone of Christmas is it is inclusive. Jesus is for everybody, and it's all about love and peace. So what's the big whoop? I don't get it.
Absolutely. And if you have any African friends, then you can say, have a crazy Kwanzaa. Let's be inclusive at Christmas.
There you go. Yeah.
And if those people that don't want to do that, then they can have what's called Festivus.
Yeah. I don't know what the tradition for Festivus is. I know it's a pole, but does it come with a dancer, or do you get an actual package of some kind? You know, a gift? I don't know. We'll talk about that later on. Anyway, hey, have a great...
You know, your wife listens to this show, don't you?
I know
you?
She does. I'll just erase that part. Anyway, Anyway, you have a great Christmas. Enjoy your family, and we will be back with you sometime in the new year when we're all stuffed and still groaning from being overweight. Just had too much of my belly.
Absolutely. And to you and yours, Joe. And here's to a happy and prosperous 2020 for all. God bless America and the UK and Donald Trump, too.
You have to do the God bless in your hardcore, you know, British magistrate accent.
Okay. God bless the United Kingdom, the United States, and Donald Trump. And God bless America.
Who whipped our butts. And no, there, anyway. All right, we...
yeah, don't mention what is it when they threw the tea into Boston?
The little squirmish we had.
I wonder in America, I'm finding myself trying to kick myself out of the country. It's scary.
You're going to need a lot of help. All right, guys, listen, enjoy your holiday. I mean, seriously, enjoy family because, you know, they could be gone in a heartbeat. As some family members here, not for me, but some of my close friends have, even in the last week or two, lost family members, and it's going to be the first time, you know, so close to Christmas, it's tough. And for us Italians, it's even tougher because, you know, we lost Dean Martin on Christmas Day, so it's, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And can I just say one more thing, Joe?
Yeah, of course you can.
If you have a neighbor that's elderly, check in on them on Christmas. If you've got a little bit of spare food, take them a few cakes or a little bit of food or something just to show that you care. If you've got a spare place at your table, you know, invite someone over. Loneliness at Christmas is a killer. So, you know, please reach out.
No, amen. You're exactly right. And, you put me in check because that's what we should be doing. And we should be telling people Christmas is about giving, right? It's about giving, and it's not just to your family. It's about the people around you too. You know who, you know people on your street that might need help, a little push, a little,
absolutely,
little nudge, you know?
Yeah. And yeah. Jesus says, love your neighbor. And who is your neighbor?
Well, you know what?
Everybody. Not the Democrats, no. I'm joking. Don't write him.
No, we
won't. I am a comedian.
He doesn't just play one on the radio. He actually is one. All right. Well, again, you have a great Christmas, and we will catch up with you later.
You too, Joe.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, we're going to talk about capitalism at Christmas. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection You need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
This shit's that ice cold. Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
Michelle Pfeiffer is white gold? That's kind of racist. Joe is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. We send an email once a week. I don't beat you up with emails. I don't believe in it. And then on top of that, you can sign up for text alerts. It's really simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222, and that should help. Being the Christmas, New Year's, whatever season, other holidays, you get some classic movies out there. Nobody's really watching them anymore, but you really should, because there's a lot of lessons in there that you didn't even know were going on. In Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life, this is from the Wall Street Journal, you actually learn a real lesson about capitalism. If you think about what was going on there, right? I mean, look at what George Bailey was going through. What was going on in America at the time. And when you think about what's happening, when you look at what's happening, they try to paint the old white guy, right, the banker. Remember him? Henry Potter. And, this is the Democrats' just textbook character of an old white capitalist. He's unredeemable. And Peter Bailey,
and played by Samuel Hines. He defends capitalism in an often overlooked dialogue when he asks his son George, Jimmy Stewart, to join his building and loan business. Now, George is dreaming of wealth, and he wants to be part of the business world. Just doing all this stuff. And he says, tells his dad he wants no part of this nickels and dimes, spending all your life trying to figure out how to save 3 cents on a piece of pipe. Just trying to, kind of putting down what his dad does, right? Now, his father says to him, hey, I feel that in a small way we are doing something important. We're satisfying a fundamental urge. It's deep in the race for a man to want his own roof, his own walls, his own fireplace. He says, we're helping him get those things. In our own little office, he says, by squeezing nickels and dimes, the Baileys made limited resources and labor go that much further. He says, dozens of those prettiest little homes you ever saw, right? 90% of them are owned by those suckers that used to pay rent to old man Potter. Now, being a Republican and being a conservative and understanding what the Bible says about not, wanting somebody to give me everything, think about this. Yeah, we all, look, the American dream, the way we all grow up, the way we start, this is the thing we've forgotten. Right? We make fun of the jobs at McDonald's and Burger King. We really shouldn't, because they actually helped us learn how to work, learn responsibility, learn. Look, for the most part, you're not going to kill anybody by showing up to work late at Burger King. But you learned how to follow a process, follow a procedure, go to work. You got your paycheck for the hours that you worked. You had rules you had to follow. You know what I'm saying? It taught you how to work. And these were all things that set you up. And what happened? You started making a weekly paycheck. You're doing okay for yourself. Maybe you split an apartment with two other guys, so the three of you are splitting the rent. And that's what you learn. You learn how to put some money aside. Now, you don't just want rent. You want a car. Because you can't go on a date without a car. So you go down and save up. I mean, you see the progression here. And then as you get older and you move up and you get better jobs, maybe you go to school while you're working at Burger King. And you save up enough money for a down payment on a house. So now you're living the American dream. Yes, it's a mortgage payment, but you'll get past that. So you have a mortgage payment, you have a house, you have a car, you have a job. How bad could it be? Terrible. Why would you want to pay rent to somebody where you're paying equity for their home or their piece of property? You're making money for them. And you think about what that movie was putting out there. I think Bailey was white, wasn't he? Yeah, okay. Anyway. So the Baileys, penny-pinching accomplished in moving Bedford Falls, those families out of Mr. Potter's slums, is kind of our nation's history, isn't it? We move up, we do better, we do a little better, we move up, we move to a different place, we move out of our apartment. That's what makes a man feel good. Right? That's what makes him, we want to take care of our family. We're built to take care of our families. We're built to be providers. We're built to be hunters and gatherers, whatever. Henry Ford saved pennies, and he put America on wheels, right? Edison cheaply electrified the world. Sam Walton, cost savings brought quality goods to working class families. I mean, it's really funny because everybody wants to make fun of Walmart and those places. You wouldn't pay. I'm sorry, but it's true. Very few Americans would pay the price of having everything made here in America. You couldn't do it. We've been too spoiled. Right? Bill Gates made access to the digital world affordable. Mark Zuckerberg, he personalized all this mass communication at no charge. Sucked us in, but at no charge. Right? So when you think of through all of this, all these things can help make you successful. It could also, it's got a dark side to it, too. Don't, but that's not for today. We will do that later. Okay? Peter Bailey's insight, if you think about it, his old vision, what he was talking about, originates in what we refer to here in this country as enlightenment. We've been enlightened. We're getting away from the American dream. We're getting away from treating each other properly. And again, you go back to the American dream wasn't it's for you to get solid, for you to get better, for you to do well. And you can help others at the same time. But I always say the same thing. You know, those guys who tell me, and I some of them listen to the show, but those guys who tell me I just need to make enough to live on, that is one of the most selfish mindsets there is. And I'll tell you why. Because if you just make enough money for you to live on, you put a few bucks away in case the water heater breaks or whatever, how do you help somebody else out? Unless you just don't want to. How do you buy a meal for somebody else? Maybe pay somebody's electric bill. Fill their tank once to help them out. Do you see what I'm saying? How do you do that if your mindset is such, I just need to make enough to live on? Right? I mean, in that enlightenment, economic liberation, it produced a world of 100 people that are like 100 times wealthier today than they were 2 centuries ago. Prosperity for people today in this country is totally different. I mean, if you think it's still holding down the poor, you're out of your mind because you go through a list of people that were sleeping in the back of their cars that are multimillionaires today. Black, white, Arab, Jewish, Italian. Seriously, I mean, you've got to think this through. Harvard psychologist Steven Pinker writes that when the Enlightenment began, a third of the children born in the richest parts of the world died before their fifth birthday. Today, that fate befalls only 6% of children in the poorest parts. Right? I mean, we are living longer. We have less disease. This terrible, nasty world, this nasty planet, what we're doing to everybody. Right, so much more today is produced than was 200 years ago. Right? And frankly, you're not working as hard today, or people are not working as hard today, to produce what they were producing 100 years ago, to put out a garment, to grow food, to build a car. Today, if you go back to the early 19th century, Americans work almost 25 hours less a week than they did then. Women, if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're doing all the housework, you do 43 fewer hours of housework because of the tools that are available to you. I mean, we can do this all day. We can go through this all the way through. You are better off today than you were 50 years ago, 70 years ago, 100 years ago. And I'm tired of hearing about how bad it is here, how tough you have it. The biggest problem for most people today, or most young people, is trying to figure out what sex they are and what bathroom they're going to use. That's what the schools have done to the children, the education system, if you would. Watch that movie. Pay attention. Old, white, rich guys aren't necessarily all bad. Joe Mattini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. More guests dropping by to discuss and talk about Christmas. We'll have a last, I promise, a last Christmas, not that we should not want it, but a last Christmas message later on in the show. Joe Mattini, your host, you listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.